want to invite you to join us this morning and to join the Olive Tree Players as we journey back in time to the golden days of Radio Shushan.
Okay, everybody, get ready to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, and...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Messianic Broadcast Network would like to welcome you to this week's episode of Suspense. The show that keeps you on the edge of your seat. We are brought to you today by Olive Tree Industries, the company that brings you Jews and Gentiles worshiping together.
My name is Mordecai. Yay! And this is my beat. You may wonder what a guy like me is doing in a town like Susa. Well, let me tell you. It started about 100 years ago when the Syrians invaded Israel, took all us Jews captive, and brought us all back here. That was before my time. But this is how it is now, and a guy's got to make a living somehow. That's how I started this little business of mine, which is a business of knowing what other people's business is. It all started like this.
Hey, boss!
Yeah, what, Two-Gun Heyman?
This is sure a super swell party you're running. Nothing like it in the whole town ever.
Don't I know it? I'm king of the hill in this here town, and everybody else ought to know it too. I spared no expense. The best food, the best drink, at the best speakeasy, and with all the best people.
Yeah, boss. Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, there's just one thing more that would be the capper to this here event. If Legs Vashti would parade herself around so everyone could see her. She's got the best gams in town. The most beautiful mall on the biggest mobster's arm. And I mean me. Two-Gun Heyman. Go tell my fellas to go and get her.
Great idea, boss. I'll do it right away.
Yes. Who is it?
Hey, Vashti. It's Carcass and the fellas. Diamond Jim Xerxes wants you. He says to get yourself all dolled up and put on all the best jewelry he bought you, especially that crown thingy. With all the diamonds.
You mean the tiara?
Yeah, that thing. And wear something slinky. He wants you to come with us to his side of the party with all the men to show you off.
Why, that big mug, he's been bent for days. And this is what he comes up with? That's not safe for him or for me. I'm not showing up, and he can like it or lump it.
But Vashti! Vashti! Oh, no, the boss ain't gonna like this.
What? Who does she think she is? Two-Gun Heyman! Get my top advisors. I need to make a plan.
Sure thing, boss. Sure thing. Hey, boss, here's your wise guys. 7 of them. They really know their onions. Okay, boys, go right on up.
Sir, I'll do all the drawing for all of us. Now, what's up, Buttercup?
I'll tell you what's up. Vashti won't come to the party to show herself off. Of all the bullheaded, knock-kneed, ditzy dames I ever knew.
Aw, that dame's all wet. Why, when all the other tomatoes hear about what Vashti did, they'll get on their high horse and be full of themselves. We can't have that. You need to give her the slip.
You're right. Out she goes into the street. Make it a law.
And that's just what he did. Legs Vashti was out on her ear. But as the saying goes, be careful what you wish for. No sooner was she banished than Diamond Jim Xerxes was sorry for what he did in the heat of the moment. There was no way for him to take it back. So his wise guys gave him more advice. He should replace Vashti with a newer, younger model. They ordered a beauty contest, and he would pick out and marry the winner.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Ladies, has your skin lost its luster? Is your beauty a byword? Do you feel drab and unlovely? Well, let me tell you about a product guaranteed to lift you up. Yes, buy yourself an ounce of 1 Peter 3:3. Ladies, when you apply a bit of inner beauty of a quiet and gentle spirit, you'll be looking and feeling more beautiful in no time. A little dab every day does the trick. This spot brought to you by Olive Tree Industries, the company that brings you Jews and Gentiles worshiping together. And now, back to our drama. Suspense.
Esther. Dollface, I've got some interesting news.
Yes, Uncle.
Diamond Jim Xerxes is having some goings-on in his empire.
Yes, cousin.
Looks like he got all in a lather about Legs Vashti not showing up to his party and gave her the bum's rush. So now he's looking for a replacement.
Yes, Uncle.
They're having the world's biggest beauty contest over at headquarters, and they're enrolling all the most beautiful girls. That means you too, of course. None of them dames can hold a candle to you. And I heard that horse-face hay guy, Diamond Jim's producer, is sweet on you. So you'll get the best of everything.
Yes, cousin.
So hurry up, pack your bag. With your looks and sweetheart, you'll be a shoo-in.
Yes, uncle. And cousin, thank you. I appreciate how good you've been to me since my mom and dad died. No one could have been a better cousin, uncle, than you, Mordecai.
Aw, Dolly, you know you mean the world to me. I'll keep my eye on you over there. But one important thing. Don't let on that you're a Jew. And that's none of their beeswax. Now get yourself on over there, and don't take any wooden nickels.
Yes, cousin.
So my little doll-face Esther took part in that beauty contest and slayed him. Diamond Jim fell head over heels for her and made her his new moll. I was as good as my word and went past headquarters every day. And she was too, and kept her identity a secret. All that walking really made my dogs bark. But it was a good thing I kept an eagle eye on her, because I heard lots of juicy tidbits from all over. And for a mug in my line of work, information is king.
Hey, pick them. It's all set. Mr. High Mucky Mucky himself is going to get his tomorrow. All right, that wet blanket should dry up and blow away. Don't you know it? Hey, pick them. Can you spot me a few clams? Until then, you know, some lettuce, some mazuma, some gravy, some dough.
Nah, I ain't got any. But just wait until Diamond Jim gets rubbed out. We'll be rolling in it. Now, shut your yap, and let's patrol over there.
Esther. Esther, you need to get the message to Diamond Jim for me. I got the goods on some of his loyal fellas. Here's what you need to tell him for me. First, you need to go.
yeah? They did they? What, they are they? But we'll just see about that. Tutankhamen! Get over here. I just heard about a plot to rub me out. I want you to investigate. If it's true, then I want heads to roll. Do you understand me?
I'm on it, boss.
And put a note in my diary that Mordecai was my informant. You know, that gumshoe is mighty useful to me.
And now, a word from the nursery here at Olive Tree Industries. And that word is... help! Yes, folks, these cute little tykes have us outnumbered and outmaneuvered. So please sign up for a shift in the nursery today.
Hey, Mordecai. Tell us why you won't bow down to Tutankhamen. He's sitting pretty since Diamond Jim promoted him to second in command.
Pipe down, you mugs.
No, really, we want to know.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, then. Listen up. I'm a Jew. And you know we don't worship any god but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. The way Tutankhamen set it up, if I bow down to him, that means I'm worshiping him like a god. And I don't roll like that, you hear me? Now take a powder, you mugs.
Tutankhamen. What are you gonna do about Mordecai? He won't bow down to you, and he's never gonna.
Ooh, I'll kill that little twerp.
But Tugun, he's a Jew.
Yeah, well, I'll kill them all. Boss, can I talk to you about something important?
Sure, Tugun. What you need?
Well... We've got a little bit of a problem, but I have a solution. There's a whole bunch of drips that are gumming up the works in your racket. They call themselves Jews. They're a bunch of funny birds, and they don't toe the line. If you leave it up to me, I'll have them rubbed out. And to make the deal even sweeter, I'll pay you big bucks to do your dirty work for you.
That's a good idea. Take my ring and do what you like, Tugun. You're a pal.
When I heard about what Tutankhamen was going to do, I tore my clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and wailed. I know. Very old-fashioned of me. But my heart was breaking. I got word to Esther right away.
Dear Uncle, I received your letter. It gives me the heebie-jeebies to hear about what's going on, but I can't do what you ask. If I go into Diamond Jim without being invited, it's a death sentence. Unless he holds out his golden chopper. But fair chance of that happening... And he hasn't called to see me in 30 days.
Dear niece, I received your letter. And let me tell you this. Don't think you'll escape up there in your ivory tower. If you don't say anything, help will come from somewhere else. But your family line will end with you. And who knows if you haven't gotten this far for just such a time as this.
Dear cousin, I received your letter, and I heard you loud and clear. Tell all the Jews to fast for 3 days and nights. My Miles and I will do the same. Then I'll go to Diamond Jim, and if I kick the bucket, then it's kicked.
not expecting anyone. Who's bothering me now? And you better be worth it or...
Diamond Jim, it's just me.
Oh, come in, Dollface Esther. What's troubling you? I'll fix it for you no matter what it is. You know, baby, you're the bee's knees, the cat's meow, the ant's pants, the bullfrog's beard. I'd do anything for you.
Well, maybe, could you and Two-Gun Heyman come to my place for dinner tonight?
Sure, baby, sure. I'll see you tonight. Well, Esther, what's this all about? You know, you're the duck's quack, the eel's ankle, the owl's bowels, the elephant's adenoids. I'd give you anything, even up to half the operation.
Well, if you really like me, and if you don't mind, I kind of wanted to tell you something. Can you guys come back tomorrow and I'll tell you what it is?
Sure, baby, sure. We'll see you tomorrow night. Come on, Heyman. Let's cheese it. I've got some figures to run over tonight anyway. You go home and get some rest. Boy, that dame's loopier than a breakfast cereal. But I sure do love her.
Sure, boss, sure. But, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas to... You!
Yeah, what of it, pal?
Still won't bow down to me, I see. You little nothing. You're nothing compared to me. Nothing!
And now, for another word from our sponsor. Gentlemen, has this ever happened to you?
Honey, can you get Junior's toy from the closet?
Sure. I'll get it. They're coming through the left and making me special present. How many times have I told you stop shoving junk in this closet? I've had about enough.
Oh, you're such a brute!
Men, if this is a regular occurrence at your house, I have good news for you. Just take one dose of Fruit of the Spirit every day, and you'll see results in next to no time. Yes, Fruit of the Spirit with the 9 daily essentials will change your hate to love, your sadness to joy, and your anger to self-control. So hurry in to the Holy Spirit today and get yourself some Fruit of the Spirit. And now back to suspense.
Suresh, get over here. Help me figure this out.
What is it, oh high grand poobah of all he surveys?
That's right. The boss has promoted me a million times. I'm second in command. I'm the second richest man compared to Diamond Jim and Doll-Faced Esther. Invited only me and the boss to her little dinners. But all of that turns to dust in my gut when I see that louse Mordecai. What should I do?
I've got an idea. Build a gallows, say 70 feet high, 75 feet high. Then when you see Diamond Jim in the morning, get permission to hang that Jew on it. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Suresh, you're the best wife money can buy.
Don't I know it.
Oh, I wish a guy could get some sleep around here. Fella, give me my diary. If I can't sleep, I might as well read. What's this here? Mordecai. Yay! Saved my life. Oh, I remember that. He got the goods on those two palookas who tried to bump me off. Hey, fella, did I ever do anything to reward Mordecai?
No, sir. Seems to have fallen through the cracks.
Well, that's going to change. Who's hanging around here? Who can help me with this?
Two-Gun Haman just came into work.
Well, get him quick. Hey, Haman, what would you do for a swell guy who did you a solid?
Who would he like to honor more than me? Nobody. I know exactly what I would do. I dress the mug up in your fanciest zoot suit, then take him for a ride in your best jalopy with the top down, and have someone shouting on a loudspeaker that this guy can't be beat, and he's your favorite. How'd you like them apples?
Swell. Now, go real quick and do all that stuff for Mordecai.
No! No problem, boss. I'll get right on it.
Zeresh, the worst thing happened to me this morning. I thought the boss was going to honor me all over town, and then he makes me do it for Mordecai.
Oh, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But you know, Hammy, if Mordecai's a Jew like you say, you'll never get the drop on him.
Two-Gun Haman, I've come to get you for dinner. Hurry up, you don't want to be late.
Thanks for coming to my second dinner. And now I want to tell you what I wanted. I would like to ask for my life.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that this fall flusher, Haman, is going to kill me and all my people. I guess I never told you I'm Jewish. You know, don't ask, don't tell.
Don't this beat all, fellas, fellas.
Dollface, Esther. Take it back. Save me.
Get away from her, you creep. Fellas, take him away.
While they were grabbing Two-Gun Haman, one of Diamond Jim's fellas squealed on him and told all about that lousy gallows he built. Diamond Jim decided that since he was the one to build it, he should be the first to use it. So Two-Gun Haman and his sons slept with the fishes. We told the boss that I was Dollface Esther's uncle slash cousin, and he decided to give me a cushy new job as the new second-in-command. Esther tried to get him to reverse what Two-Gun Haman started, but it couldn't be done. She cried and carried on, but I had a plan. We sent out letters everywhere telling the Jews to band together with all their allies they could find. They should defend themselves and make all their attackers take it on the lamb. It worked, too, and there was much rejoicing in the land. There was light and gladness and joy and honor for the Jews, and a feast and a holiday. You know, even though the name of God doesn't get mentioned in the final account of our story, his hand shows in every part. The moral of a story is to fear God and trust him. And how?
Hey,
It all starts with a great script and a great director. So we would like to recognize our great scriptwriter and our great director, Rosemary.
If you have been encouraged by Shema, the teaching ministry of the Olive Tree Congregation, or if you would like to learn more about Messiah Yeshua and God's love for His Jewish people and the world, please email us at shema@olive-tree.org. That's S-H-E-M-A at olive-tree.org. Olive Tree Congregation is a family-friendly community of Jews and Gentiles sharing new life in Messiah Jesus. You're welcome to join us for worship any Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're located at 400 North Elmhurst Road in Prospect Heights, Illinois. For more information, please call us at 847-222-1230 or visit us on the web at olive-tree.org.